Is Zochsa v'kodmo abo Doris b'Yisrael l'machus. She was Zeichet to have four Doris in Yisrael. Atoy says it means Oivad Yishai Dovish Shloimoi. Vilut Tziru Mashenken, the younger one, Lehebe b'Yisrael ad Rechovim ben Shloimoi. Shebo minamo ha'mo'anis. From her first came out like someone, Nikla Yisrael, the fourth generation later on. Mashenka from the older one, four generations before that, there was Zeichet to have somebody to come out to be a chelik of Klal Yisrael, be Malachim in Klal Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Dalar Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says like this, Ho'isha she'nodra b'nozir. Anisha was makabel to become a nozir, v'hefrisha espehemto. And she set aside her three kabonos that a regular nozir brings. Yeah. Like our Tosis says, Sholosh behemis, Kivso lechatis, the kefes for chatis, the kefes leolo for korban oilo, v'yayo l'shlamin. Shein korban nozir tor. That's the loch, a regular nozir tor, when he finishes his 30 days, he has to bring these three kabonis. So this Isha right now set aside these three animals for the kabonis. Then the Mishnah says, V'yachakach heifo labayla, and then later, the husband was made for the neder, so she's not a nozer anymore. But again, like we have said before, that a baal is only megas gayis, only chops it off from now on. But up until now, she was called a nozer. So therefore, the Mishnah says like this, that im sheloi hoysa ha-behema, if the behemoth belonged to the husband, then the lachur is teitzei v'tiroa b'yeder, that the animals go out, they could pasture in the fields, which means it's not kodshim at all, it's not kodesh. That since the animals belong to the husband, so then the pshat is the husband only gives it to her when she needs it, and since here the husband was mefer, the neder, she's not a nozer, she doesn't really need it, therefore the animals like never belong to her. She never had a right to use the animals. Therefore they become chulin, like they could pasture, use them like this. But v'im shaloh hoysa behema, let's say these animals belong to her. She had her own money, like somebody gave it to her for a present. Al manas, that the husband cannot use it. So if she owns her own money and she bought her own animals, then the law is like this. Ha chatis tomus. The korban that she set aside for chatis, that has to die. That's the law of Xerath, that's the law of Moshe Sinai, that a korban chatis, shemesa by leho, or else that you don't need it anymore, so the animal has to die. The oila takra voila. The korban oila she set aside, that she could bring for korban oila. Shlomim takra shlomim. And the korban shlomim that she set aside, also she should bring for korban shlomim. But the chiddush is, v'necholim l'yayim echad. That she only could eat it in one day. Even though a regular shlomim, the lachar is, you could eat it 2 days in one night. But here, this shlomim has a loch like a shalmei nazir. That the loch of a shlomim that a nazir has to bring, you could only eat it one day. So here, even though really is brought paterus in the dava, like it's a suffix, it's brought paterus in the dava, but still this chumash she should use. Our Taisa says, kechayme shalmei nazir. And afil l'madiyam abal meker rakar, havikivin shikotshom madin shalmei nazir, yechav kechayme shabhem. Since she was makdashit for that purpose, therefore we tell her to eat it that way, that eat it only in one day, and not in 2 days like a regular korban shlamim. But the Mishnah says, v'yeinam tunim lechem, but she does not have to bring the lechem, like a regular nozir. Because by regular nozir, the pasuk says, kapeh ha-nozir, you have to put the lechem on the nozir's hand. And here, b'shas to bring the kabonis, she's not a nozir anymore, because the husband already was made for the neder. Therefore, she does not have to bring lechem, the bread, with her korban shlamim. Now, this is if she already had the animals. What about hoyola moyes tumim? Let's say she only had money set aside to use for her korbanos. Again, first she became a nazir, and right away, the first or second day, she set aside money to be used eventually to buy korbanos when she becomes tahor. And then later on, 10 days later, the husband was made for the neder. So she has this money now, stumim means, like she set aside $100. Stumim sasa means she didn't say exactly this money for that, for the oila, this for the chata, this for the shlamim. She just set aside a round sum of $100 for the kabonis. So then halacha is yiplu l'nadava. You're supposed to send the money for a nadava. which means that with this money you buy a korban oila that is brought on the mizbeach when it's empty. That's called nedavos. Moyes mefurshin. Let's say she had the money set aside, but she said clearly, like $50 goes for the chattis, $50 goes for the oila. She set aside the money and she explained how much money she wants for each one. So then the halacha is the mei chattis yechol yamanelech. The money that she set aside to buy a korban chattis, now later when the husband is made for the neder, she's not a nazir anymore, so that money has a locha like a chattis, shemesa by leho, or sheschapu by leho, that like by the animal has to die, it can't have enjoyment from it. Here also the money has to go to Yama Melech. You have to throw the money away to the Yama Melech not to have enjoyment from it. Leinenin, it's also to have any enjoyment from this money, but v'loy mo'ilam behen. But let's say somebody does have enjoyment from the money, there's no isamila. In other words, since this money is not oimit to buy a korban to become kotchi Hashem, therefore there's no mila. The isamila is only if you have an animal, or else money maybe that's set aside to be used to bring an animal that will be brought to become eventually a kotchi Hashem. Then they have an isamila on it. But here, since this money is not going to be used for a korban, it's going to be yelchul yamamelech. There's no mila midiraisa, it's only midirabon, and you shouldn't have anor from it. You shouldn't have enjoyment. That's the money that was set aside for the chattis. What about the mei oila? The money that was set aside for the korban oila, yavi oila. With that money, they should bring a korban oila. Korban oila could be brought for Taurus in the double like a present. So here she's bringing in the double. O meilam behen, and here taka, there's mila on this money. That since this mila, since the money is set aside for korban oila, and it will be brought to korban oila, so therefore there's kedusha on the money right now, that there's an issa mila upon the money. To mei shlomim, the money that she set aside to buy the korban shlomim, halach riz yaviyah shlomim, with that money she still has to bring the korban shlomim. And again, v'necholim liyoy nechod, she eats it with the chumra of a shalmei nazir. Like when a nazir brings a shlomim, he could only eat it one day. And v'yein tunim lechem, she does not have to use lechem, she doesn't have to bring lechem with a korban. Again, since she's not really a nazir anymore, it's not called kapeh nazir. You don't have any hands of a nazir putting the lechem on the hands of a nazir. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even after the husband is mefer, the naziris, still if she had money set aside, her own money or her own animals, they have kedusha, and they're supposed to be brought for the kabonis. Just the chattis is mesa, and the oil of the shlomim is supposed to be brought. So Gemara says, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah that holds, the baal loy mishtabid lo, that a husband does not have to take care of his wife's chiyuvim. Like here the Mishnah says, if these animals belong to the husband, so then they're not kaddish at all, they have no kedusha, they're chulin. So what do you see? That the husband does not have to take care of his wife's chiyuvim. So who's the tana of our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Rabbanan hi, that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. Di sakotatech Rav Yehuda hi, because if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda, amai teitze v'tiro b'yeder. Why do you say that if she bought these animals, later when the husband is mefer, like there's no more kedusha, and it's a regular chulin animal that you could use? Why? For mishtabed lo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the husband has a chiyuv to buy kabonis for his wife. Anytime your wife has the chiyuv to bring kabonis, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the husband has a chiyuv to pay for it. So here, if you tell me now that since she was a nazir, she has like a chiyuv to bring these kabonis, so even if the animal belonged to the husband, why aren't they still kachim? The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Adam mevi korban asher alishtoi. In the case where your wife did an avera, now the halacha sometimes is you have to bring a korban oila v'yerid, which means it depends how rich you are. If you're very, very poor, you can bring a mincha. If you're medium, you can bring oifos. And if you're rich, you have to bring behemoth. So it says, let's say the wife, she's poor, she doesn't have her own money, but the husband is rich. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the korban has to bring a korban asher. It has to bring animals. Because the husband has a chiyuv to bring his wife's kabonis. That's a beautiful halacha that Adam mevi korban asher alishtoi. The man, if he's rich, he has a chiyuv to bring a korban asher for his wife. V'chein kol b'noiseho. And all the korbanos that she has to bring, the husband has to pay for it. That's from Yudishita. V'chein kol kol b'noiseho she chayeves. She'kach kosev lo. That's the way the husband writes to her in her ksuba. That kol achrayis dislecholai min kedomas dinan. That any achrayis, any obligation you're going to have to take care of, I'll take care of it for you from before up until now. From before means from the beginning of the nesuyin. So if so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the husband has a chiyuv to pay for his wife's kabonis. So our Mishnah says that the animals belong to the husband. There's no kedusha to it. It's chulin that does not go like Rabbi Yehuda. It only goes according to the rabbanon. Rava says no. Rava Amar afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. It could be our Mishnah even goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you like this. Ki mishabed lo b'milsa detzricha lo. When do we say even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the husband has a chiyuv to pay for his wife's kabonis? Something that she has to bring, a korban that she's mechuyuv to bring, vadai, then the husband has to pay for it. But over here, b'milsa deloy tzricha lo, loy. But over here, now that the husband was made for the neder, she's not a nazir anymore. So really now she has no chiyuv to bring the kabonis. Just see, she already set aside, she already was matish then. So therefore we say if the animals belong to her, so then she should still keep them to be the kedusha. But if the animals belong to the husband, then we say, when does the husband have a chiyuv to give over to his wife kabonis? Something that she has to bring. But over here, since she's not a nazir anymore, she doesn't have to bring these kabonis. So something she doesn't have to do, then the husband does not give her over the animals. See, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, after the husband is made for the neder, she's not a nazir, so the husband does not give her any animals for her kabonis. So she took them, it was like shloi brishus, therefore the kedusha is not chal. And Nika the Amri, some say like this, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chizda, Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tana goes directly, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. And what's the Svara? Rabbi Yehuda says the husband has to pay for his wife's nedar, for his wife's kabonis. So how come over here, if the animals belong to the husband, they're not kodesh? Like we said, v'chi mishabed lo b'milsa detzricha lo. When does the husband have to pay and does pay for his wife's kabonis? Something that she has to bring, that she needs. But b'milsa lo detzricha lo, something that she does not need, loy, and that we don't have to do. So Mela Mishnah goes good according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon, if you want to say Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanon, loy mishabed lo klal. The husband is not mechuyif to give her anything. He doesn't have to pay for her for her kabonis. Elahechi domi de mishabed lo. So if so, if our Mishnah went according to the Rabbanon, so how in the first place does she have a right to be makdish his animals? Aye, he does not have a chiyuv to pay for kabonis. So how does she have a right to take his animals and be makdish them? So according to the Rabbanon, our Mishnah we'll be talking about could go into Yakni law, that the husband like gave her a present. The Mishnah has to be talking about the husband was nice to his wife and he gave her a present, he gave over to her these three animals. If so, v'chivon diakni lo, once the husband gave over to his wife these three animals for a present, heavy den asher, the animals now belong to her. So then the Mishnah doesn't come out good. So even if these animals started out to be the husband's, but once she had a right to make them hegdish, it has to be that the husband gave it to her for a present. Once the husband gave it to her, now it's hers. So if it belongs to her, what do I care if later the husband is made for the neder? She's not a nazir anymore, they should still remain kaddish. Just like if the animal started out to be hers. Like what should be the difference if it started out the husband's and the husband gave it to her for a present, or it started out hers, that we say when it's hers, it remains kaddish. So even if the husband gave it to her for a present, it should also remain hers. So that's the raya, that our Mishnah does not go according to the Rabbanan. It only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the svar was, when does the husband like take care of his wife's chiyuvim? Only if she has to bring the korban. But over here, that the husband was made for the neder, she's not a nazir, that she does not have to bring the korbanis, then the husband does not give it over to her. So therefore, the Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to the Rabbanan.